One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey guys, my name's JC. I'm from Northern California. I basically just wanted to call in and share a recent experience I had about a 2 years ago, but before I get into it, I just wanted to say I love the show. It helps kill time while I work. I work late hours, so you can imagine a show like this brings me a lot of joy. So before I even start with that, I was not the biggest skeptic, but I had never seen anything in my life that made me think of like something paranormal. But I always was interested in it because my mom had a lot of experiences as a kid. Experiences and things like that, and she would see different things with her siblings there. So those are stories for another time, but anyways, this happened about 2 years ago when I was in college. I went to college in Chico State. My roommate and I had gone to the gym late at night, and when we were leaving, we took a shortcut through the campus to get to our house because we lived on the opposite end. And it was just the fastest way to get there. And this road, the way it was set up, it had a crosswalk and a bike lane But in between the crosswalk and the bike lane, there is a bush every now and then, like about 6 feet long type thing. Like not a huge bush, but enough to cover a person as they walk by. And basically, we're driving through campus, and I had noticed the figure jogging, like a person jogging. It looked like a full person just jogging. But the thing was, I couldn't see what they looked like. And this was late at night, so you know, I could only judge what I could see off of what my headlights were shining on. But mind you, they were on the sidewalk right next to us. So it was pretty well lit, but not super well lit because I wasn't directly behind them. But basically, as I'm pulling up, I noticed that they didn't have like any features that I could see. And I was thinking all this in my head, and I was like, huh, you know, just curiosity. I want to get a better look and see what they look like, because, you know, usually my headlights flash anywhere and they're pretty bright. You know, I could see anything. But I didn't see anything, so I thought that was weird. So as we're pulling up, I start to look to see if I could get a better look at them. As we pull up, the thing is, a bush comes in between us. How I had described earlier, there's a bush between the bike lane and the sidewalk. Well, this bush comes in between us right as we're passing the person, quotation marks, running. Right as we pass that bush, I almost break my neck trying to look back, and I don't see anything. And mind you, on the other side of that was a building with no openings or exits that were available to the public. So there was nowhere for this person running to turn to, you know, disappear like that, because that bush, we drove by it in a split second. Just like that, the person jogging was gone. And I thought that was weird, and I just shook my head because, you know, I was dismissive of it. I didn't think my roommate saw it, so I just keep driving. As we get to the next light, my roommate just says, like, did you see that too? And I was like, I played dumb. I was like, did I see what? And he was like, that person jogging, and then they disappeared. And I was like, yeah, but the thing is, I didn't get a good look at them. All I saw was like a black mass. Like I could see the figure of the person jogging. I could see their arms and legs running, but I just couldn't see them. Like, it was like a shadow. And he was like, yeah, I told you, man. And the reason he said that was because he always told me about his ghost stories, just like my mom would. But I was always interested, like, oh, I want to see one day. And mind you, this is another funny thing. The house we lived in at the time was over 100 years old. It was built in 1920. So this was in 2020. Yeah, I was like about 100 years old. And I never felt or saw anything there. So I just thought that was interesting. And the thing that didn't really scare me about it too much was maybe I'm just telling myself this because, you know, I don't want to think it followed me. But I think the reason I saw it that day was because my roommate was there, and I think he attracts that energy to him because he's had a lot of instances or he sees things, and he's had other friends that confirmed his stories because they'll see the same thing with him, you know, present at the time. So I'm not sure if it was something that was following him or it was just by chance this thing manifested itself around us. And Chico is known for having a lot of people get killed by cars all the time. So, you know, it could have been anybody jogging right there that lost their life. Not saying that's what we saw, but there is a lot of stories of pedestrians getting killed there. And I also wanted to tell you guys another story. This one was from my mom. Sadly, I only had one encounter, but maybe it's a good thing. But my mom has had many encounters with her siblings, and they've confirmed most of the stories because I didn't believe her growing up. And then I asked them, and they're like, no, it's true. And basically, my mom would see things up until her early 20s, I want to say. That's when she stopped being open to it, I think, and it stopped. Anyways, this happened to my mom when she was in college. She was probably 18, 19. She was visiting her family during break. She had gone to college in Northern California, and her family lived in Southern California, so she was only there a few times a year. And basically, she had three siblings living there at the time. She had a younger sister named Gabby. She was probably a teenager. Another sister named Melissa. She was probably three. And my newborn uncle, her youngest brother at the time, his name was David. He was like a couple months old. So he was still a baby. So the way they were set up when they were sleeping that night, my uncle was in the doorway, or not in front of the door, but his crib was near the doorway. My Aunt Gabby had a bed, had a pull-out bed, and my mom basically took that pull-out bed and slept on that part. And her other sister, Melissa, the three-year-old, wanted to sleep with my mom, so my mom's like, okay, cool, you can sleep with me. So basically during the night, my, mind you, it was summer, so the windows were open. So during the night, basically, my mom felt her little sister, Melissa, go to the bathroom, and she went to get her grandma, my mom's mom, and said, "Hey, can I go to the bathroom?" So they went together. So my grandma and my mom's sister, Melissa, were in the bathroom. And all of a sudden, my mom hears a woman crying in Spanish, mis hijos, which is my kids. And it sounded like it was in the room. So my mom gets up, rubs her eyes, starts looking around, and she sees a woman crying near the doorway, kind of by my uncle's crib, just saying, mis hijos, and she's like crouching. So my mom automatically assumes it's my grandma, her mom, because at the time she was in an abusive relationship with my grandpa, but that's another story. So she assumed that was my grandma. So she goes, "Hey, mom, are you okay?" And the woman looks up at my mom, and my mom described this woman as like as white as the moon. And this woman gets up, looks at my mom, and then just darts down the hallway. So my mom, she doesn't have the best vision, mind you, because she had to wear glasses, but she didn't have her glasses on because she was sleeping. But she got a good enough look to know it was a woman. And basically the woman ran down the hallway. So my mom gets up to go follow her and be like, "You know, mom, what's going on? Are you okay?" Like trying to check on her as she runs down the hallway. As my mom gets up to run down the hallway to chase after her mom, or what she thought was her mom, my grandma, her mom, opens the door, and she's right there in the bathroom with her little sister. And my mom's like, "Hey, are you okay? I just saw you crying. Are you okay? Is everything okay?" And my grandma's like, "What are you talking about?" And my mom's like, "I just saw you crying and you ran down the hallway." And my grandma clenches Melissa, her sister, grabs her baby, the youngest baby, the newborn. Basically, she grabs the newborn out of the crib and takes the toddler, and she goes to the room and tells my mom, "Good night," and doesn't say anything else. So my mom, you know, she's shaken up. She just saw a spirit, and you know, this isn't my mom's first rodeo, so she just shakes her head and she's scared, and she just jumps in the bed with her sister Gabby in the regular bed, and they call it a night. The next morning, my mom is talking to my grandma about it, and she's like, "Hey, what was that about? Like, you didn't even like tell me anything. You just went to bed, you know, and took the kids." And my grandma looks at her and she says, "I heard the woman crying, but I heard her crying outside of the bathroom window. And I got scared when you told me you saw her, because it confirmed that there was a ghost or something." Like, she basically got spooked. Mind you, my grandma's never seen a spirit, but she's heard them and heard of like stories of them. So my grandma got spooked and took the kids basically and left my two aunts, or my mom and her sister, in the room. And then my mom told told her sister Gabby about what she saw. And Gabby said that she heard the woman crying, but it was outside of the bedroom window, not inside of the room. So I don't know. That made it even creepier, because they all heard the woman crying, but in different directions. Mind you, the bathroom window and the bedroom window are on completely opposite sides of the house. And my mom heard her in the room and saw her in the room. So I don't know. It was a very, very scary story. And yeah, I have plenty of stories from my mom, if I can get her to tell me some more. But I know a few more if you guys ever want to hear some more. I love your show. It helps kill time. And yeah, I'm going to become a extra podcast person here soon. And yeah, I appreciate what you guys do. It's a great show. And I've never really told this story to too many people, because it's really scary. And, you know, even me talking about it, I get a little nervous now that I know that there is something out there after I experienced a shadow person running. But yeah, appreciate you guys, and I hope you guys have a good one.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
We'll be right back. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.